Hello, my name is Rick Pearson. Welcome to Prophecy USA, a program specifically designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. Stay tuned for part two of our interview with political analyst Stockwell Day as he discusses some of the modern day political issues that are literally fulfilling Bible prophecy. Welcome back, folks. Last week, we interviewed Canada's former leader of the Conservative Party, Stockwell Day, who also spent many years as Minister of Foreign Affairs and attended the United Nations on multiple fronts. Our main topic was on the rise of anti-Semitism around the world and especially in North America. Now, Stockwell has made a documentary entitled Day to Day, Lessons from October 7th, 2023, that can be found at his website, stockwellday.com. Now, we at Prophecy USA thought it was a very polished description of not only current day political issues, but it gave us tremendous insights into Bible prophecy that's being fulfilled right under our noses. So please join us as we enter part two and take a deep dive into that documentary, exploring political issues that Stockwell explains from a behind-the-scenes political perspective. You will hear what very few news media, internet broadcasters, or even political commentaries are willing to admit as to the root cause of anti-Semitism. I trust you enjoy part two of this fascinating interview.
You dive deep into this, don't you? You're right there in Israel when you give this.
We really make it granular, Rick, because the reason we got, there was support, great support from U.S. media sources on this, but also the Jewish community in Canada. Because, Rick, they were saying, we know that Christians have been with us, but where are they now? Where are the voices speaking out against what Hamas did? And they're a little bit surprised, not just in the evangelical community, but even the broader Christian community. There are some, Rick, as you know, yourself and others, who are bravely and unabashedly saying we stand with Israel. But many are not. And for many people, Rick, it's because of the narrative mainstream media puts out and that universities have put out now for two generations that people feel overwhelmed and in fear. So we're trying to give as much actual technical and very direct information. You look at that documentary, you can really drill down into some granular stuff, or you can take the higher level stuff that'll all work for you to help you to be informed and to be a part of what we hope is a rising tide of people who are standing up for Israel and saying, this is enough, it's wrong, we stand with Israel.
Why do you think the main street media, why are they giving this information out that's so biased? Is there a reason for this?
Well, I believe there is, Rick, and it's not something that has just taken place recently. I mean, we know, and you know, your viewers would know, that we call it the overtaking of the heights of culture in North America and European society has been going on really for decades. And our academic institutions are the ones who train up. Many times it's the media, it's the historians they train up, the other academics. And what we are really seeing, and I'm sure your viewers are familiar with the term, something called cultural Marxism. Karl Marx, we knew, had a certain economic policy. This is back in the late 1800s, which was based on the fact that anybody who is successful financially, it must be because they did something wrong, they stole, or they're racist. And Marx's Karl Marx, his approach was it had to be a violent overthrow of the system. So that kind of economic theology, we can call it that, has spread into most areas philosophically of society historically. So now the cultural Marxists, and this is where we get the term woke. Cultural Marxism says that if you are successful in North America or Europe, virtually in any field, it must be because you're racist. It must be because you stole, lie, or cheated. And so taking the platform from Karl Marx's program, you must be overthrown. And that's what we, you know, the derivations of what we now call woke seeing things through a woke lens. If you're successful, it's because you lied, cheated, stole, or were racist, and you will be overthrown. So that's embedded itself. Basically, media becomes wittingly or unwittingly a part of getting that message out. Everybody was fine, you know, in terms of media and philosophically with Israel, because they were a minority. They were a group that, I mean, the Holocaust, everybody virtually, other than in the Islamic world, were horrified. And
yes.
So they wanted to see Israel supported. Up until 1967, all of a sudden, Israel in that war showed that they are not a tiny little minority that's going to be pushed around. They can stand up for themselves. They can defend their country and win. And you can track pretty closely following the 1967 war. Now, Israel couldn't be seen as a minority that could stand up for themselves. So Israel now becomes part of the target, and a very significant part of the target of a civilization that has to be taken down, that has to be destroyed. And media, unfortunately, because philosophically they buy into cultural Marxism, they see Israel as part of that problem.
So this is a global mindset, basically what you're saying. It's a global way of thinking that is causing people
so.
To go a different way. And Marxism does not want God, does not want the Ten Commandments, does not believe in Jesus Christ. They do not want a Judeo-Christian moral culture to exist. So here's a question concerning Canada and North America. We have today a large amount of illegal undocumented aliens entering into Canada and the U.S. I think there's over 10 million now have entered the U.S. And many of them are now protesting in support of Hamas. The World Economic Forum has a narrative that supports a world without borders. Do you think that the folks who have come to Canada supporting Hamas could be part of a much larger plan than the World Economic Forum to have a world without borders? Is there a mindset that's taking place globally, like for a one world government?
Well, you've made some significant and important statements there, Rick, and let's just unpack some of that because it's important that we do so. Just on immigration policy alone, and for a number of years, I was the Minister of Public Safety in Canada.
Yes.
That would be the equivalent to Homeland Security in the United
Yes.
States. So I had both the privilege and the responsibility of working with intelligence and security agencies around the world. Including, by the way, with Islamic countries who are worried about some of these very toxic forms of Islam within their own governments. And it's very clear that if you any country that does not have borders or borders that are protected, in fact, will cease to be a country after a while. And it is a known tactic, if we can use that, that many terrorists, and that would include Islamic terrorists, know that if they can get to South America, Central America, get to Mexico, they can get into the United States right now. Unfortunately, that's the tragic truth. It's not something, I don't even see it as something, Rick, that as much as I have concerns with World Economic Forum, and I've attended there twice, when you broadly have a policy in place like cultural Marxism, which
Yes.
defines anything, and you mentioned God, anything even religiously based as evil, then there's just going to be the natural planning that will just kick into place in these countries and in these regimes saying those people, meaning us, are evil, and the only righteous thing to do is to kill them. And there's no question, and we are very worried about this, as has happened. And, you know, Rick, many people worry about even talking about this issue. I'm glad you have the courage to discuss it, because in Europe, for instance, many people warned for decades that European countries would be overwhelmed with another culture that, in fact, is not something most of their citizens endorse. So this is what has happened. And Much of it, many of the problems have been because of massive illegal immigration. It's the huge majority, up to 90%, is young men coming in very militant, and they're absolutely convinced in their own minds and hearts that anything that looks like Christian or Jewish culture or religion or history must be destroyed. It's part of this. It's now become the Islamic extreme Islamism is now meshed with this militant cultural Marxism into a highly explosive, I'll use that word, combination. So unfortunately, and I hope I'm wrong on this, and those people who believe in prayer should be praying, that we know it's actually untold numbers of immigrants, illegal immigrants, I'm careful to say this, coming into the U.S., these are going to materialize continually into some disastrous, heartbreaking, horrendous situations in the U.S. It's not too late to stop it. There doesn't seem to be a willingness on the U.S. government side to stop it, but it's going to continue. In Canada, the fear of it, it's not quite as dramatic because people have to make their way all through the U.S. and then cross the Canadian border, which they have been illegally. I think, I'll say with a bit of a smile, we have weather on our side. Terrorists who have been grown up, you know, living in the Middle East and enjoying 365 days of beach time, the thought of ice and snow in Canada isn't all that appealing. Though when I was Minister of Public Safety, we arrested a group. We were able to, because of our good work on our security forces, a group of Islamist-oriented terrorists who had planned to destroy what is known as the CN Tower, the biggest landmark in Toronto, attack Parliament buildings, behead our Prime Minister. We were able to intercept that after careful surveillance. So, and those people were arrested and put in jail. But Rick, this is a very real concern. So it happens to mesh also. Now, do I think that Klaus Schwab, you know, who heads up WEF, is sitting around at night making all the phone calls to terrorist leaders? He doesn't even have to, because the World Economic Forum has already said, as a policy, that we need to, that the economic system, again, needs to be turned upside down, as a cultural Marxist would want to see happen. Yes. And there needs to be an overarching control in terms of monetary policy. And the reason I don't call it a conspiracy, Rick, is because they're so open about it. And one of the lines, which has now become, it's almost become a meme, but one of the lines, and it's a clear commitment from the World Economic Forum, is that you will eventually, you will own nothing, you will rent, and you will be happy.
Yes.
And this is, it's not even a conspiracy. There has always been down throughout time, go back to the Tower of Babel, as people move away, either from a belief in God or a belief and a respect for individuals and individual rights, you move away from either of those two, you will always see the result being a tight group of people who think they are smarter than everybody else, think that their way to control the world is the best way, and they will kill, destroy, and imprison anybody in their path. That's been all the way down through history. We're seeing it. We're seeing the hope of that being revived in much of today. Immigration is a part of that. I'll close that thought out, Rick, by saying there was just a by-election in Canada. For your American viewers, a by-election is somewhat similar to when a congressperson or a senator either resigns or dies, and then a special election is called in that district. And one of the policies of the Federal Conservative Party, which is open to legal immigration, very embracing of that, but opposed to illegal immigration. And people are getting tired of the violence, especially in the streets of Toronto, with people who are coming in here from in questionable ways. And it actually resulted in a stunning turnaround in a constituency that has been a 35-year liberal stronghold, a 20% swing in the vote. So like, it is just blowing people away. And it's as a result of this kind of liberal thinking. They've extended their hand too far. People are too upset when they've seen the attack, whether it's on their ability to raise their families the way they want, their ability to pursue their own economic interests and freedom of enterprise, their ability to have true freedom of discussion in universities. people are getting tired of it, Rick. I hope that fatigue is going to result in positive electoral results that can turn the tide of this. I'm not convinced of it. I'm hoping and praying for it, but we'll see.
In 2019, Prophecy USA showcased biblical warnings of the coming New World Order. In 2020, we warned you of their plans to use COVID-19 to accelerate that agenda. In 2021, we warned of the Babylonian spirits who were invading our nation to provoke curses upon the land, emulating Sodom and Gomorrah. But what is next? Prophecy USA is proud to present The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. In this exciting book, you will discover where traditional theologians have missed the mark and why prophecy teachers have refused to acknowledge that America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled. When you give a donation of $35 or more, you will receive The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. Or for a donation of just $60 or more, you will receive both books, The Coming Exodus and The Hour That Changes Everything. Call 1-888-306-1759 or visit us online at prophecyusa.org. Prophecy USA is proud to present a 30-page brochure filled with scripture debunking the biggest lie keeping the body of Christ in darkness today. America is fully detailed in scripture over 53 times, and now we want to put God's word directly into your hands. America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled, and her judgment is coming. For a gift of $15 plus shipping and handling, we will send you this amazing brochure.
Well, you mentioned two things. You mentioned Klaus Schwab from the WEF, and half of our Canadian Senate are now WEF graduates. And in 2021, the Canada called for increased climate ambition changes, and they stepped up and announced a doubling of its international climate finance from $2.6 billion to $5.3 billion. Now, both Canada and the U.S. have signed over to the World Health Organization for Global Governance, Global Health Governance. And all of this has caused incredible stress and high inflation within both countries. Now, you just said the Marxist agenda is to pull the nation down financially. Do you think that these policies, these global policies, are designed to help each nation's sovereignty, or is it a way of breaking us down financially and weakening our countries from the West for a globalist takeover of what many call a one-world government, which we all know in the Bible, it says there will be a seven-year period where there will be a global government. Can you see these initiatives being taken in place as a way of pulling the nation down financially? It doesn't seem to be helping us.
They certainly do pull down the nation, Rick. That's very true and very clear. I am not as an astute a student as you are in terms of the times and the years, but I know there's a lot of scholarly work has gone into that,
yes.
And I applaud you for pursuing that. I can tell you, and you know, be in concert with your thinking here, related to when the more you have national governments submitting themselves to international structures, the less freedom we are going to have. I mean, the whole the emergence of what we really understand as freedom in Canada, the U.S., and Europe go back as far as the Magna Carta. Some of your viewers were probably fortunate enough in school to have been taught that. But it's a giving of the control of one's destiny more to the individual, more to families, more to local communities, and less extreme power going to the top, because that will always result in the control of many people, the brutal control of many people by a tiny few. And the only way, all through history, the only way a tiny, select, privileged few people can control a large mass of people is through extreme brutality, and for people seeing and witnessing that brutality. So I'm not comfortable Of course, we should work with international organizations. There can be things to be
Absolutely.
gained to that. But what we've allowed in Canada in terms of giving up our sovereignty over the world, over some jurisdiction of the World Health Organization, for instance, to me is just unconscionable. And
Yes.
to also other agencies at the UN, when you give away the control of your own destiny to international organizations, especially which are literally foreign to the way you believe life should go, you're in trouble. So I would say we are in trouble if this trend continues. The trend has already gone far too far in terms of giving up our national sovereignty. And that's why I believe people are starting to wake up. You can see it in certain elections in Europe. And anytime
Yes.
this happens, Rick, you'll know, being in the media, mainstream media, they lose their minds when they see these other parties, for instance, in Europe, that are basically conservative parties, winning election. They go
Yes.
completely crazy. And they say, how is it? The media say, how is it that the common masses do not believe everything we tell them to believe? And I hope we're seeing a turn of this, a turn back to true respect for individuals, for humans, and for communities, respecting all religions and allowing people to truly live in freedom and not forcing them to accept what everybody else is saying or practicing. That's the fight that is on right now. And
Yes.
Biblical scholars are having the debate right now. Are we in the end times? I mean, I know that's a debate that's going on right now. I can say,
Yes.
Rick, that, you know, from my, and I would call it elementary study of these things, because I know the Bible talks about certain things unfolding, certain things have to be in place before it happened. I've personally, on a historic basis, never seen so many things falling into place. If somebody wants to say that we're in the end times, they've probably
Yes.
never had more proof of this than they have right now. Whether that
Yes.
materializes, and even as our Lord says, of the time and the hour, no person knows. But have things ever been as aligned as they are right now for the possibility that we are in the end times? They've never been so aligned as far as my understanding of worldwide history goes.
Well, this is what Prophecy USA tries to look at, a biblical viewpoint. And you cannot be biblically have a biblical viewpoint unless you look at the politics and at the nations. And we believe that the dots are joining. But we want to thank you, Stockwell, as a political viewpoint and a man that's had years and years in politics, not only nationally in Canada, but around the world. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on Prophecy USA. Thank you so much. Now, where can they see that documentary again that you've got?
Quickest thing is just go to stockwellday.com. That's my website, stockwellday.com. And when the first page comes up, you'll see at the top of the page it says Day to Day Show. But you can also find it on YouTube. Just you know, put in any combination of those words, it'll come up on YouTube, or it'll come up on my X or my Twitter site. Stockwell underline day, it'll come up there. Just an interesting thing, Rick, YouTube has actually declared one of the episodes to be only to be viewed by 18-year-olds and over. And I can assure you, we could have put a lot of really graphic, horrific stuff in there, but we didn't. But YouTube, which allows young people to watch the most horrendous things
Yes.
imaginable, has said on the one episode, you have to be over 18. Somebody told me, well, that'll help people to watch it, because, you know, if anything's restricted, everybody wants to watch it. But anyway, that's where they can find it, any one of those sites. And we have given, and I can say Daystar Television and others in the Jewish communities in Canada and others who have funded this have said they're not going to insist on proprietary rights. They want people to use it freely. You can't
Yes.
sell it. You can't take it and sell it, but you can
No.
use it freely as long as they get the credit. So people can use that for instructions in their churches or their homes or their synagogues. I was going to say, or their mosque. Rick, I'll close this thought. We work with a large group called the Imams Council. These are
Yes.
actually imams, Muslim imams, who are standing for Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. They've signed a document to that. They've put their lives on the line. So, I have hope. And of course, we know where our greatest hope is.
Yes, we do. Well, Prophecy USA would like to thank you. Of course, we look at a biblical perspective. We thank you for your political views. It's been absolutely amazing hearing what you have seen in the trenches in Canada and around the world in the political realm. Thank you once again, Stockwell, for being with us.
Thank you to Rick, the good work you do, and to your viewers.
Folks, I hope you've enjoyed our interview with Stockwell Day. We at Prophecy USA are mandated that the protocol of this program is that if the Bible doesn't say it, neither will we. However, in searching for truth, we've discovered that many times in life, truth is where you find it. And our guest today explained from a political and cultural setting that current events around the world are exemplifying truth that can be found in Scripture if we just take the time to look for it. But the ultimate source of truth can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except it be by me." Now, in the weeks ahead, our goal of unveiling America's role in Bible prophecy is purposed to lead people to the reality that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The world the Bible speaks about definitely includes America, but ultimately it involves you, your family, and your loved ones. And that is the world that Jesus wants to be a part of and become the Lord of your life. But unfortunately, folks, we're out of time right now. This is Prophecy USA. My name is Rick Pearson, and I'm reminding you, God is in total control. Jesus Christ is alive, and he's coming back much sooner than many people think. See you next week on Prophecy USA. Shalom. Hello, folks. Karen and I would like to personally thank you, our prayer partners,
and our monthly supporters,
who are helping us spread God's word concerning America's role in Bible prophecy.
In order to help you reach friends and other loved ones with this teaching, please listen to this very special message.
In these end times, it is more important than ever to reach the lost. That's why Rick and Karen Pearson have assembled all of their teaching into this powerful study kit. For a gift of just $200 plus shipping and handling, Prophecy USA will send you a free study kit of 5 books, 5 study guides, and a DVD teaching aid discussing each chapter. Or for a gift of just $375 plus shipping and handling, you will receive a free study kit of 10 books, 10 study guides, and 2 DVD teaching aids. Call today at 1-888-306-1759 or visit us online at prophecyusa.org to send your gift and begin sharing these important prophetic teachings.